Hey there, it's Outside the Box, trying to overcome bad feelings. Today's topic is siege mentality. I've had this letter to the editor sitting unfinished for months. It talks about how I, as a cultural Jew, raised Jewish but no longer religious, feel shame for claiming my Jewish identity because Jews who are in control of the Israeli government are doing such terrible things to Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank. I'm horrified that many Jews whose family members, like mine, were victims of the Holocaust during World War II, could turn around and perpetuate mass murder against Palestinians. Jews repeatedly have said genocide will never again happen to them, but it should mean that it will not happen to anyone. Instead, the Jewish-dominated government in Israel has just switched sides and is guilty of committing genocide against Palestinians. So I feel shame to be identified in any way with these mass murderers. But terrible and tragic though it is, I'm not surprised. Jews have experienced discrimination and often religious violence for centuries. They have rarely had the luxury of being able to trust anyone who is not Jewish. My father came to the U.S. in part to escape pogroms in Eastern Europe and spread fear and insecurity throughout Jewish communities. In the last century, several million Jews moved to what is now called Israel to escape discrimination and oppression. They brought that fear and insecurity with them. I call it their siege mentality because they're maintaining whatever freedom they think they have through perpetual conflict and violence. They fought three wars, 1947, 1967, and 1973, against neighbors and nearby nations. They've assassinated political and military leaders throughout the region who they see as opponents. They've treated nearby Palestinians as second class since 1948. They've amassed sophisticated weaponry and spy infrastructure. They trust no one. Israel is super militarized. With few exceptions, every Jewish youth must serve 32 months in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. The massive U.S. military budget is just over half as much per person as what the Israeli government spends, which was $46.5 billion in 2024. And Israel's land area of 9,000 square miles to defend is tiny compared to the landmass of the U.S., 3.5 million square miles. Israel is armed to the teeth to defend its tiny land. Despite a tradition of knowing what it's like to be oppressed, Jews in the Israeli government have decided to become the oppressor instead, advocating peace through military strength, not diplomacy. Their mindset is unlike many Jews in the U.S., myself included, who have identified with the oppressed, blacks, women, workers, LGBTQIA individuals, and others, and taken their side. Israel's siege mentality has prevented peace-oriented candidates from winning election to most government offices. Relationships of friendship and trust with neighboring governments seems to be more and more unlikely, unless done entirely on Israel's terms. Relationships with and dependence on U.S. financial aid has only encouraged this siege mentality. Despite our own geographic isolation and lack of external threats, the U.S. has its own siege mentality, which has influenced Israelis to distrust their neighbors and depend on their own military forces. U.S. aid has amounted to $3 to $4 billion per year, but it has increased during the Gaza crisis due to emergency grants. Almost every penny of U.S. aid in recent decades has been spent on weapon systems and other military uses. It's easier for Israel to become more militarized when its primary benefactor, the U.S., is providing many of the weapons. The foreign aid is helpful strategically to the U.S. as well. U.S. politicians from both major parties see Israel as an oasis of democracy in a sea of non-white, Muslim-dominated governments. It reduces the guilt of many U.S.ers for the abandonment of Jews during the Holocaust, and it lessens charges of discrimination and anti-Jewish bias, which still exists in many parts of U.S. society. Despite many attempts to reduce U.S. militarism and a bloated military budget, almost half of every dollar of income taxes that U.S. taxpayers give to the IRS goes to past and present wars and threats of war. However, the gross domestic product, or GDP, is calculated only 3-4%. The GDP going to the military in Israel is even higher, 4.5-5%. It seems clear that Israel has become a siege mentality society as well. How do you feel about the militarization of the state of Israel? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing for a true peace between Israel and its neighbors, not one based on force. Thank you.